This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Don't miss your window of opportunity. Upgrade your space now during Blinds.com's anniversary sale and save up to 50% site-wide. Blinds.com. Elevate your windows with the number one online retailer of custom window treatments. Blinds.com offers hundreds of premium window treatment options. Choose from woven wood and Roman shades to blinds, motorized shades, and more. All designed to fit your budget without sacrificing quality. Blinds.com brings the showroom to you with free virtual consultations and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Our design experts can help schedule a professional measure and installation, plus guidance for DIYers too. Blinds.com has been trusted for 29 years, earning thousands of five-star reviews. Shop with confidence, knowing you'll get upfront pricing, no hidden fees, and Blinds.com's 100% satisfaction guarantee. But hurry, these savings won't last. Shop Blinds.com's anniversary sale happening right now for up to 50% off site-wide. Save up to 50% site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. We ask the question for all DFW sports teams. Is this Mavericks year the most disappointing regular season ever?
That word disappointing doesn't sound strong enough.
Is this the most...
abhorrent.
Ooh, yeah.
I don't even know if that's the right word.
That's pretty good.
Okay. Does everybody know what that means? Because I need to go look it up. Even though I said it, I'm not sure I know what it means.
It's when somebody who sells their ware for money has a really good stomach.
Inspiring disgust and loathing. Repugnant is a synonym for it.
That feels right. And so there you go. I want to stick specifically with regular season because I get it. Like if you expand it out into the playoffs, like losing a championship or anything like that, that's going to be way more heartbreaking. But if you just think about this Mavericks season. Going into the season, who were their best, let's say, five players?
Kyrie.
Yep.
PJ.
Yep.
Derek Lively.
Yep.
Probably Gafford. Like, I would take Gafford over Clay.
Then hopefully you're going to say Luka.
I mean, his love for hookah and beers.
Hookah Luka.
No, it was definitely... I should have named him first, Kevin. I forgot about him.
Do you like Hookah Doncic?
He's been gone so long. Do I like him?
Yeah, no. Do you like that as a name?
If it's a brand of like hookah that he's selling, I'll buy some.
So think about what's happened. Daniel Gafford.
The hookah bag.
Hurt. Derek Lively. Hurt. PJ Washington, well, he was out, came back and tweaked his injury again. And then Kyrie Irving, he's torn his ACL in his left knee from last night's game. He's out for the rest of the year. And one would think probably into next season. And then your fifth best player, well, your other one in the top five, Luka, was traded away from the franchise. The person you replaced him with, Anthony Davis, got hurt in his first game. Not to mention, people are mad about raising ticket prices, kicking people out of buildings for expressing their frustrations. People brought a coffin up to the AAC, and folks are worried this team might move.
Somebody texted in and said the 2015 Dallas Cowboys season was pretty bad. Kevin, I'll take you to the 2015 Cowboys season.
That was a bad season.
Do you know who started the most games at quarterback for the Cowboys that year?
It was not Tony Romo.
It was Matt Cassel. Matt Cassel had 7 starts. He played 8 games.
Gross.
He completed 58% of his passes, though, and he threw 5 touchdowns and 7 interceptions. The Romo played 4 games. Kellen Moore played 3, and Brandon Whedon played 4 as well. There were a total of 16 touchdowns thrown that year, Kevin. 16 touchdowns thrown. You know how boring of a season that is? That's like watching Joe Namath.
That's pretty. Oh, good thing you won that Super Bowl. Otherwise, you don't belong in the Hall of Fame.
Yeah, so that was pretty miserable. This is. I think the addition of trading away a generational player makes this even more disgusting. Like that 15 Cowboys season, as bad as it was, we saw it. We were actually, Kevin, you and I were doing the Dave and Buster's tour at that. And we had to sit there and keep people excited about football
That was
in a
boring
season that we knew was wasted. So I think the part of what the Cowboys or what the Mavericks have done of trading away a generational player is the thing that makes it even worse.
Yeah, because that 2015, you were coming off a great 2014 season, a lot of excitement. If you wanted to throw,
you're 12-4 that year.
Yeah, if you wanted to throw the 2008 Cowboys in there, I would certainly be willing to listen to that.
You were 12-4, 4-12, 13-3. That 3-year stretch could have been. You could have had 40 wins.
You know the other one that probably not that many, but I get your point. The other one that comes to mind for me is the 2012 Texas Rangers.
You just suggested that team couldn't go 15-1.
No, you said 40 games.
No, no, don't worry about it.
And by the way, no Cowboys team has ever won more than 13 regular season games. So, just saying. All right, the 2012 Texas Rangers. You're coming off just an unbelievable season. Obviously, the heartbreak in the World Series. But you are smashing people in the first half of just annihilating people in the first half of the season. And it looks like, hey, I know you didn't get the title last year, but the Texas Rangers unquestionably have the best team in Major League Baseball. And then they didn't even really make the playoffs.
Mm-hmm.
They had to do that stupid 163rd game, and then they didn't even get them in the playoffs. Because, like, at least with the 07-08 Mavericks, I'm like, well, you didn't know it was a terrible year until that sadness in the playoffs. With the Rangers, you didn't even get that far.
Mm-hmm. That was the year Josh Hamilton was that year? The Josh Hamilton year?
Yes.
You're talking about at midseason, I told you.
It's unbelievable.
But at midseason, what did I start telling you? I was like, he's going to break up with you. Be prepared. That was when I went on the big spiel. I was like, look, he's done everything he needs to do. Be prepared for the heartache that's about to happen when he goes and signs with another team. And then, remember, he fell off the map at that point. He stopped being the MVP of everything because he didn't care anymore. He
might have been the MVP of Sherlock.
He had enough. Yeah, he had enough stats at midseason to get a monster contract. Kevin, if he would have completed that season the way that he should have, he might have broken numbers that we'd never seen broken before. That was a brutal year for sure.
And you did lose Josh Hamilton after that, so at least I could see that. But you didn't know until after the fact. I'm just going to go ahead and say it. The Kyrie news, that's all I needed to hear today to mark it down. This is the most disappointing regular season, I think, in all of my DFW fandom. Because not only is your team terrible, it looks like they're not even going to make the fake playoffs. They have so many injuries. It looks like now Kyrie's injury will trickle into next season, and you traded away your freaking franchise player.
Now, we watched a bunch of terrible Maverick seasons growing up.
True.
None of those match that.
The only reason I say no is because the expectations were really low. Like, I remember,
you expected them only to win 19 games?
Actually, and there was one season they went 13-69. And the reason why I remember that is because at the time, the worst ever NBA regular season record was 11-71 by the 76ers, which I know that's a lot of numbers and it makes it confusing. But every single day in the newspaper, remember, this is 30 years ago, newspapers still more prevalent, they would have a side-by-side comparison between where the Mavs were and where that 76ers team was to see if they could have the worst team in the history of basketball.
Mm-hmm.
But at least I knew going into that season it was going to be a garbage season. My expectations are, you're coming off an NBA final.
Yeah. Yeah. Let's do. And you have the band together and added to it in the offseason.
Yes.
I would have waited to the, if you wanted to do it, wait till the offseason. Wait until he blows it in the playoffs and you can't control him.
Yes.
And then trade him. But I guess they were like, but we'll get better value out of him now. We're going to get a healthy Anthony Davis and two number one picks.
Yet here we are. Maybe this is a better way to put it from the 214. From the start of the season until now, this is the most heartbreaking season of my life for any sport. Maybe heartbreaking is a better way because it's not just the disappointment of not winning. It's the heartbreak of knowing Luka's never going to be yours again.
Yeah, that's that one.
I would assume.
That's almost as heartbreaking as knowing that Dirk's career was coming to an end. Like,
but at least
like,
then you got a chance to prep, right?
Yeah, you got a chance to even like watch the whole thing go down, too. I love Bill Simmons, the writer.
Yes.
Like, I've always loved Bill Simmons, the writer. He's one of those people that like inspired me to leave the IT world to do this because I loved the way he wrote. He tweeted this out, Kevin, a couple hours ago. Going to those three 2011 finals games in Dallas was one of my favorite non-Boston basketball experiences ever.
Ooh.
The Mavericks have awesome fans who actually give an S. Easily a top seven fan base I'm feeling for them right now. I've never seen Mavs fans leave in, as Joe Trahan put, mass exodus like we saw last night. And they wouldn't. They wouldn't have done it had it not been for what the new ownership has done, starting with the Luka trade.
Like, I don't agree with that, but that's okay.
You think they would have left in mass exodus if Luka was still around?
Yeah.
I don't think they're losing like this.
Well, that's
losing Kai. Kai was the straw.
That's a different deal because there are plenty of games where Luka also didn't play, but they were getting hammered. Like, I don't think people left because they were mad at the ownership. I just thought they left because that team was sucking it
up. The team last night, and they looked at it and just said, no Kai. We have Kai Jones.
he was your leading scorer.
Yeah, Kessler Edwards out there. Like, I think they were looking at it going, I came here to see the dancing elephant, and I came here to see the ringmaster and all these things, and what am I getting? I'm getting a bunch of piles of hay. And that's what it felt like last night. I went to see the circus, and I didn't get a show.
So now your starting lineup, I guess, is going to be Dante, Clay, Dinwiddie, Dwight Powell, and Kessler Edwards for the time being. Is that what we might guess the next starting lineup looks like?
Yeah. Unless Jason Kidd says, hey, screw it, we're going with a completely different combination. That's the best ones that you're putting out on the court.
I mean, at this point, why the hell not, right?
Jason Kidd has to go, he has to look at his coaching staff and go, do y'all have any ideas? Like, if y'all want to put a lineup together tonight, feel free to give me a suggestion box.
Right.
Because I don't know. I keep putting things out there and they keep falling apart.
Hey, look, Najee Marshall, Max Christie.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing.
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code FLEX at checkout. That's harrys.com, code FLEX. Enjoy.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's time for you to get 40 minutes a game.
Yeah.
All right. Like, I know they've been playing a lot. Well, let's just go ahead and go all the way and just be like, hey, let's really see what you guys can do. Kessler Edwards, hey, let's see what you can do in 40 minutes. Like, no more of these half measures. Let's go all the way and see what you got with these guys.
Yeah, I think the now Kyrie injury, Kevin, makes this as devastating as it's ever been. For this fan base.
Yeah.
Because of all the other things. Again, all the other things that have piled into this, the thing that led to this injury. And you know, we've been discussing that too on Anthony Davis. Can he come back? Do you want him to come back with, you know, what already is an injury and what could be a lost season?
Are you at a probably no then?
Probably no.
Yeah.
I really am at a probably no because I'm
with you.
I'm not even sure what it's worth at this point. And I don't like doing that. I love trying to fight through a season and saying, hey, man, when all the healthy bodies come back, we're going to be fire. But losing Kai, that was your fourth quarter transcendent player. If you were going to get in the playoffs, you were going to say, Anthony Davis, Daniel Gafford, Derek Lively, and PJ are going to keep us in games. And if we need some live three-point shooting, man, Clay, we're going to have to turn to you. But in the fourth quarter, you were expecting Kai to take over. There's nobody like that now for this team. Anthony Davis is a very good player. Yeah. But in the fourth quarter, it's not like he's going to become Kawhi Leonard and say, I got it. Everybody, just jump on my back. I'm carrying this team.
We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105 Through the Fan. Coming up next, we move into the expressway. We're going to have a jam-packed expressway. Obviously, we'll have the Travis Hunter Shohei Ohtani conversation. Can I convince you to start watching college basketball part 2? And unique ways to get over a sports loss. What's yours? 877-881-1053. All of it next right here on The Fan.
Shotgun snap taken by Shadur. Throws it right side. Travis Hunter reaches up. Makes a spectacular grab. Touchdown. Touchdown, Colorado. He's an alien. He's a freak.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Got an OSA update for you, and you might be like, I already heard about the contract. Fair enough. Corey broke that news to you. 4 years, $80 million, $58 million of it guaranteed. The man who brokered the deal, Oso Digizua's agent, will be on tomorrow, 9 a.m. with Sean and RJ. Do you think there's any chance?
His name is Sam Leaf, by the way.
Ooh, like the trading cards.
The trading cards.
I like it. Or the things out in the world. I was going to say nature, but it feels like there's leaves like in a lot of places. Shut up. Shut up. Stop looking at me like that. It's a fair look. Don't I know what I said? Hey, do you think they can ask Sam? Not about leaves. I swear to God, you are. It's like that picture of Bert. You think there's any chance they can ask the agent, hey, did they tell you what his cap hit's going to be for this year?
Oh,
I don't know if he cares or is privy to such information, but I would like to know the answer.
I would love to hear that.
Okay.
I would love to. Yeah, I will text Bobby and ask him.
Okay, great. 9 a.m. We got a couple of different options here. You guys can tell me where you want to start. you want to start with some college basketball, the Travis Hunter versus Shohei Ohtani debate, or unique ways to get over a loss?
I would like to start with the Ohtani and Travis Hunter discussion, if okay.
Because I'm going to throw it to you here. Do you feel like this conversation has gotten a little shifted away from what Travis Hunter actually said?
I do, and that's why I asked Alec to make sure he has the audio, and I wanted to make sure we had it because I want to focus in on the part of the conversation that's important.
Cut 12.
Probably me, what I do in football, because it's a lot on your body. You know, Tony, he's a great player, but you got to do a lot in football.
Okay. That is where I agree with Travis Hunter. And I know everybody that, like, it is kind of weird growing up hitting baseballs. I oftentimes don't feel like hitting a baseball is that hard, but then I'm like, oh yeah, it's really difficult. That's not what he said, though.
Right.
What he just said there was, it's a lot on your body. And Ohtani, granted, does go home and does go to sleep, 11 hours? We learned that he sleeps 11 hours.
Hey, it's working for him. He's one of the greatest baseball players we've ever seen. So whatever his routine is, stay the course.
And the level at which he plays is amazing. And I think Joel Klatt said it correctly when he said that's about where it stops. The physical toll, like baseball, you don't have that same physical toll on your body. You're not tackling 220-pound running backs.
For sure.
You're not trying to tackle, 6'3", 200-pound wide receivers and chase them down. You're not getting blindside blocked by anybody.
Do you think the arm stress from pitching could compare in a different way? I know it's not the same, but in terms of how many people wreck up their arms throwing the ball?
It's not the same.
I agree.
You said it. So, but if you're trying to compare that, as a wide receiver, he's getting leveled by a safety. There's all these other things that he's talking about that's just in games. That doesn't include the other work that he puts himself through practice. And was it Bobby this morning that said he would have had more snaps last year doing what he did in college by 200?
Than anybody on the Cowboys.
So that means what he was doing on both sides of the ball, he was putting more miles on his body than anybody in the NFL or anybody on the Cowboys team last year. And Ohtani's miles are going to be different. His position calls for it. He's pitching. He walks out. He walks out to the mound. Never gets physically hit by anybody unless there's a comebacker.
Right.
What, once every 2 years? It feels like sometimes there's a lot of them. But,
yeah.
So when it comes to that, I think Travis Hunter is right in that he's saying what he's doing is more difficult because of the toll on his body. Now, if he was to say, I have more skill than Ohtani, I will have a different discussion.
Yeah.
But I did agree with what Joel Klatt said when he said Travis Hunter at cornerback does a lot of things similarly to Travis Hunter at wide receiver. He's backpedaling, but he does run routes with receivers as a cornerback. He runs routes with them.
Okay.
His body twists and contorts in similar manners to that. What Ohtani does, hitting and pitching are not the same by any means. Your torque is different in every single one of those. And granted, Kevin, you're talking about the arm being wrecked. The amount of repetitions that you go through pitching and hitting definitely do wear on your body. You're going to have some wear in different areas there. But the physical part of what Travis Hunter has to deal with, I think that's the difference. And I think that's what he was talking about. And I think people are just like, oh, nobody can hit a baseball. No, that's not what he said. He didn't say, I'm going to go out there and show Ohtani how to hit 70 home runs. He said, I physically take a bigger impact on my body than Ohtani does doing both sides of the ball there.
Okay, so strictly physicality, which we think is what he was actually getting at, yeah, Travis
that's,
Hunter.
That's what it sounded like he said. And even think about that. When you're pitching, you pitch every, 5 days?
Right.
Maybe you pitch as a starter, and you might only go 5 innings in one game. You might only go one. It depends. Yeah. Ohtani happens to do it at a very high level, though.
Now, if it were a debate about skill versus skill, since you said maybe there's some similarities with Travis Hunter, I'm going with Ohtani then, right? And I actually asked Brandon, I wanted another outside opinion. And he said, the toughest thing in sports is hitting a baseball. And then he goes, and then the next toughest thing is probably pitching. So he thinks that Ohtani does perhaps the two most difficult disciplines. And so he gave the edge to Ohtani. I would have to say, in terms of skill set performance, probably Ohtani. And I know people are going to say, oh, Travis Hunter is not even in the pros
yet. And Ohtani
yet.
Might be the most skilled player in baseball.
Yes.
That, to add on to that, so at his level, absolutely, his skill is amazing.
I agree with that. And I'm not even factoring in that Travis Hunter is not in the NFL yet. I'm just going to say, let's just assume he's successful at the NFL level. I still think what Ohtani is doing right now is probably more impressive.
Skill-wise?
Yeah, I do. And that's not meant as a knock against Travis Hunter whatsoever.
Yeah, I don't think that. Somebody said 20 versus 162, though. Again, when I watch the baseball players and them jogging out to their position and never getting hit by anybody else, I just don't look at it and say that it's more physically taxing.
So you think that the physical toll of, let's say, 8 baseball games, probably not equivalent to the physical toll, I'm really asking, of 1 football game. The physical toll of 8 baseball games, probably not as much as 1 football
game. Yeah, I don't think so. I think it's very different. And that being said, I think basketball is, like, they're playing 2 ways too, right? They're playing offense and defense too, and they play physical at a level that football players don't. They don't have pads. They're out there for 82 games, and they're falling on the floor. They're going up for a dunk, and somebody's
basketball players. Yeah,
yeah, basketball. You. They're getting leveled as they're going to the basket. So I think basketball is a very physical sport too. I give that what it's due because again, they are playing offense and defense at the same time on the court. They switch and transition back and forth to it. But I think that what Hunter's saying is the physical toll I take on a daily basis in practice. That's even before I get to a game. That's everything. Because in baseball, they don't practice during the season. They do other things. And their body, they're doing things to actually work on it.
Now, to go along with this, you sent me a story that I had not heard about and I think is phenomenally interesting. Mark Pope, he has said that he is going to burn the suit he had because of how much Kentucky was terrible.
I thought you were going to say burn this mother down. I was like, oh, well, here you go.
I mean,
yeah, that's what I'm talking about, Kevin.
He did say that Kentucky will come back with a vengeance.
Okay.
So I don't know if you think that is the equivalent of I'm going to burn this mother down, but Kentucky played Auburn. Auburn is a phenomenal team and they got freaking drilled and they played terrible. Pope called it a brutal, terrible, horrible afternoon. And then he went on to use even more adjatives. I mean, it was awful. There's no way around it. Then he continued. I know today was brutal. I feel it. You feel it. We're probably all going to go home and burn our clothes. That's fine. Now, let's go ahead and take that at face value.
Everybody's going to burn their clothes.
Now, I don't know about the rest of them. I'm just going to focus on Pope for
whole
this.
Whole fan base,
let's take it at face value. He might have just been turning a phrase or having some fun. But let's say he is going to go home and burn that suit because of how badly they played. My question is for y'all and for our listeners, 877-881-1053, Frankel Injury Attorney text line, or the Twitch or the YouTube. Was there a particular way you got over a brutal loss? Because I've seen a lot of different methods that high school teams would use when we covered them at the newspaper. But I'm curious for y'all, was there ever what you thought was a unique way to get over a loss?
How many golfers, Alec, have you golfed much? You've been on the course much?
Yeah.
How many times have you gone, well, that putter's in the water now?
That's probably happened in my hands a couple of times. Yeah.
You let that thing fly, dude, because A, it makes you feel better.
Yep.
And B, you do need to sacrifice it to the water gods so that you can stay out of the pond.
Huh. But what do you do the rest of the round?
Putt with a different one.
Okay.
Putting with a driver sounds kind of fun.
Or maybe even just sink it, from outside the green.
Yeah.
Well, sure. But that's probably not happening because that's how you got into this problem to begin with.
Yeah, if you're not good at it,
You're not. You just threw your putter in the water.
I'm not good at putting is what I was saying.
Yeah.
I'm really good but from outside. Green, yeah.
Yeah, your rough game.
Get me
stuff.
On the frog here. I'm doing all right. Yeah.
All right.
Corey's a good long driver.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. I do remember, though, that one time that I went to feel the ball and I threw my glove on the ground and my coach was like, it's not the glove's fault. And I was like, oh, man, that is a good point. So I should. But Kevin, 1 year,
mm-hmm.
and it didn't work, and I'm still mad at you guys for this.
Huh?
1 year, my son was playing
T-ball.
And he was playing. It wasn't my choice. He just landed on a team named the Blue Jays. And so I was like, hey, I'm going to buy a Blue Jays hat. And I'm going to support my son while he's playing baseball because that's what I should do as a father. Even if it's the Blue Jays. That same year was the year we just discussed with Kevin Pillar, where everything went poorly. And yeah. Kevin and Colby made me light my hat on fire downstairs in the parking garage. I don't even know why we had to do it there specifically, but I did. I videoed it.
We didn't want to mess up our studio.
Yeah, we didn't want to mess the studio up, I guess. And I lit my hat on fire so that we could get back to the World Series. Guess what? Like 10 or 12 years later, we did it.
Hell yeah. See, I didn't say when it would pay
off. I lit a hat on fire.
I just said, but that was more about your kid's little league team.
No, it was about the Blue Jays. Y'all were like, you can't be a Blue Jays fan. I'm like, I'm not. I just have a hat. And you're like, burn the hat.
Why would you have a hat if you weren't a fan?
I was a fan of my kid.
Mm.
I can't be a fan of my child?
You can, as long as it doesn't conflict with your regular sporting interests. I feel like that's...
From the 817, you should have dressed as Odor and ran out and punched a kid on the Blue Jays team court.
Holy moly, don't do that!
I am the dad. Yes, and a lot of the people saying Tologo, I appreciate that. I am the dad at games that watches the other dads go fight. And I'm just like, what are y'all doing? Come on. Is it really that necessary? You're getting upset about a T-ball game right now? Come on, guys. What are we doing here?
And I feel like some of that is misplaced anger, not necessarily from the loss, but like
they're mad at their wife.
Yeah. It's that time I spiked my headphones, dude, because y'all wouldn't talk about the Raiders the way I wanted you to.
There was one time where, and I know this is taking up too much of the time here, but there was a time where the coach's wife, she was very competitive.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the kids got called out at first, and I saw his wife stand up and look at him and say, what are you going to do about it? And he had to go out there and fight because his wife called him out behind the plate, dude. And so he went out there and argued with the umpire and then came walking back with his head hung low. I was like, dang, that stinks.
Quick question.
T-ball.
Is that chivalry? Or would the true meaning of equality be, go ahead and go on up there.
Yeah, why don't you get out of here?
Take care of your battle.
Here's the whistle.
Yeah.
Why do you have a whistle in baseball?
That is an interesting question. So I've seen multiple people say, yeah, I get over a loss by becoming a Lakers fan. And that makes me sad. From the 682, drugs and alcohol seem to do the trick. All right. Here's kind of more what I was thinking of, though. I want to let everyone feel their feelings and say what they have to say. In softball, I saw a team bury one of the softballs from the game where they lost by, I don't know, like 12 runs. It was something ridiculous.
Did they think a softball tree was going to grow out of it?
I think that they kind of hoped better gloves would grow out of it. Okay. I watched that game. You know what I'm saying?
Makes sense.
No, because it was like, it's buried. We're never going to talk about it again. I saw a baseball team who buried a video cassette of, and I was like, we don't have more updated technology. This is in the time of DVDs. We couldn't have got that done. They buried the video cassette and they said, because now we'll never have to think about it or talk about it again. All right. Talk about it. Maybe. Think about it?
Yeah.
I doubt that you lost 14-0 and were like, I'm never going to think about it again.
Flush it.
And then I saw a football coach set some film on fire.
Whoa.
Now, another one of the coaches told me they had multiple copies of it. So this was probably just a dramatic way to show like, hey, we're never going to talk about it. We're never going to think about it again. But they had more copies.
Did you know which film it was? Was it Island of Dr. Moreau or something like that?
No, no, no. Not a movie film. Oh, okay. Film from the terrible game that they had just had. From the 817, I burned my Dak jersey after the Green Bay loss. That helped. I have to admit,
Baylor, his rookie season.
Ooh, that feels tough. Probably this last one, right?
Yeah, yeah.
I've never quite understood that though. Like, I get it. If you bury that softball or whatever, that's like, I don't know, you know, a few bucks, maybe more than a few bucks. But my point is, like, that jersey probably cost you a lot. Aren't you just hurting yourself by setting your own things on fire?
Dude, that's just like me. That time I almost threw my phone out the window while I was driving back because I was watching the game on my phone on Fubo.
Yes, don't.
Watch the game on your phone.
But don't throw it out.
Out the window because it's expensive.
It's
an expensive phone. But yes. I was furious with the Cowboys, Kevin. Dak threw a lot of interceptions.
I know.
Like 15 pick sixes in that
game.
You're
just... punishing yourself.
It's true. And I got to get a new phone.
And that's the part that, well, okay, but at least you didn't do it.
And I'm not backing up my contacts. Everybody knows you're not backing your contacts up.
So now you're going to have to go around and learn all
these people? I'm going to have to go talk to everybody and say, what's your number? I need to add it to my phone again because I lost all my contacts.
Quick side question. What percentage of your phone contacts would you just eliminate from your life? Because you're like, I don't really need that person's number anymore.
94%.
That is too many. Oh my gosh.
I'm dead serious. I was looking. Kevin, the numbers I have in this phone are the same numbers I've had in this phone since Avery was born.
Okay.
He's 17 years old. I've had this. There are numbers from the high school teams we covered. I got parents' numbers and coaches' numbers that don't even. I have dead people's numbers in my phone still. I never deleted them.
Wow.
I haven't called them to check on them, but I still have their numbers.
Okay.
They're dead.
I mean, they're probably not going to answer.
They died years ago.
Fair. From the 817, I pretended baseball didn't exist for about 2 years after 2011.
I'll leave it.
At that.
But you came back just in time.
That's true. From the 561, I go out shooting, and that's cathartic for me. From the 201, I may have missed it, but did y'all know OSA signed? All right, we broke this news about 2 hours ago. We've talked about it a couple times. Plus,
they said they may have missed it.
Okay, and I'm telling them the next part of their story. Tomorrow at 9 a.m., OSA's agent is going to be on with Sean and RJ. Boom, caught you up. And forward program.
If your team, like let's say you've been watching this whole Mavs season, and every time they lost badly, you were watching that game at home, and then you found out while you were also in your home, the Luka trade happened, and then last night you're at your home and Kyrie injury happens. Do you just burn the house down?
No. What did you not learn from the jersey burning? You can sell your house. And tell them it's sports haunted. All right? But don't burn your house to the ground again. That's just foolishness.
So
please do not do that.
Bad sports experiences in this home. I hope that you're an Eagles fan, is what you're telling them, basically. Or a 76ers or a Celtics.
Unfortunately, if you're an Eagles fan, things have been going.
Yeah, things are going great for those people.
Really?
Right now.
Really well for you, so I hate to say that. All right.
Maybe you just add on to the house, instead.
Okay.
Put an add-on. Cover it in Rhino Shield.
Okay, that is a good idea.
You're welcome. Fill it up with Milo insulation.
But still don't try to burn it. That definitely don't do that. All right. I've already missed it because there's a lot of text coming in. But somebody asked, what is the college basketball game that they need to know about today?
This is great. I love this because, Kevin, last night you suggested Duke and Wake Forest as your first, and you suggested Houston and Kansas,
yep,
as your second, yep, option last night, and I locked in for them.
So give me cut number 10 as we ask the question once more. Can I convince you to care about college basketball right now?
42-35. Wake trying to make a game of it.
Okay, from the 817, I mean, what other options do you have except to burn it all down? Don't burn your house down!
Again, if you find a spider, you don't know how many more are in that house. You don't know how long it's been observing you. And it might know where your go bag is, so you don't want to leave any evidence behind. Burn the house down, pour acid on the ashes. When the cops show up, have them shoot their bullets into the ashes just in case.
Mm-hmm. Are you sticking around to see how the cops do that?
I would probably be in another country at that point.
All right.
I just committed arson.
That's a good point. Now, Corey, you said last night you got in on the Duke-Wake Forest game. Couple things about that. Did you see both how good Duke is and how terrible this conference is?
I will admit it was halftime that I remembered. So I did have to kind of scramble and I was like, oh crap, Kevin said this game started at 6:30. So it was halftime when I jumped in. So I got in on the second half of the game and Duke was already, they already had a nice lead.
True.
Cooper Flagg said, let me put this one out of reach, guys. And their length defensively, I think, was what I told you was the most impressive thing to me. I was like, Wake Forest, I'm used to them being competitive and scrappy. And what I was watching last night, they had nothing. They could not compete with Duke.
And think about this. Going into that game, Wake Forest was 20-9 and 12-6 in the conference. I told you, this ACC conference is absolutely terrible. Duke smoked them. And I know I'm a Duke fan, but I did think that this was impressive. Duke now has 10 ACC wins by at least 25 points. The last Division I team to win at least 10 conference games by 25 points, UNLV, back in 1991. And I'm pretty sure that's the season they were undefeated all the way until the Final Four, when they lost to Duke. Now, you saw Cooper Flagg. Clearly, the Mavericks season is a disaster because the NBA cut a crooked deal so we can get Cooper Flagg in the draft lottery, and move up for the first time ever. What did you think in his final home game?
I've heard lots of stories about him. The Scalabrine story is my favorite one to hear about. If you haven't heard the Scalabrine story about Cooper Flagg, go find it. It's fascinating. I thought this is a dude who sees the game better than most of his teammates. He's a very good team player. He didn't want to take over, even though he was taking over.
Yeah.
I wonder if Coach was like stepped in and was like, Coach K called from the grave and was like, hey.
He's still alive.
All right. But even Coach K, I wondered if he was like, hey, tell that kid to keep shooting and not to stop because he's on fire. So I did see, by the way, we do have some numbers on Osa's contract coming your
great.
Way. So we'll get to those in just a minute.
Okay.
But I was very impressed with his shot-making ability, the way that he sees the court, and the way he lifted his teammates. And again, because of his size, he adds a length element to their defense that not every team has. It was kind of like what we were talking about with Anthony Davis when he joined the Mavericks. You're like, that's a length that nobody else has at power forward, plus what you have in Daniel Gafford. So they were able to defensively be very good. So again, the reason I wanted you to do this daily is because we're 2 weeks away from the big tournament. All right, the big tournament's going to be going down.
You could say March Madness.
The big March tournament, and I want to be prepared for it. And I'm also a little sad, and my Mavs are beaten up like this. So now I need something else. And that Houston game last night was closer than I thought it was going to
be. Yeah, and it really was.
It was a tight game.
And Houston is a phenomenal team. So my game for you to check out tonight, 8 o'clock, ESPN. Number 1 Auburn against number 22 Texas A&M. Now, if you're concerned.
Auburn's good.
Because Auburn's phenomenal. If you're concerned because I'm bringing up Texas A&M and you think this might be a biased selection, keep in mind Auburn is the favorite and Texas A&M has lost 4 games in a row. So that team might be spiraling and you might see... they're still going to be in the tournament and everything, but a couple weeks ago it looked like they were definitely going to be like a 3 seed or so. This is going to give you the opportunity to watch Johnny Broome. Johnny Broome is probably going to finish 2nd in the player of the year voting. And the only reason for that is he got hurt for a little while. I believe it was an ankle injury. So now I think he's going to finish behind Cooper Flagg. If not for that, I think Johnny was going to win player of the year. He is not highly coveted as a pro prospect. So like, if you're thinking, gotcha, where does he play? He's kind of got some of that old school power forward vibe to him, like a Tyler Hansborough or something like that, where people are like, hey, you're great. You're a great college player. I don't know about how it's going to go in the pros.
Parks.
Yeah, exactly. So like, enjoy him while he's playing in college. If you just really dislike Texas A&M, can I give a bonus college game to watch tonight?
Oh, sure.
SEC Network. 7 o'clock.
Hold on. Before you do that, just confirm. Like, we all want to watch A&M lose tonight. So that's why you should be watching this game. So that
I would like to see A&M win tonight.
But you got the Duke win last night.
It's a good point.
So everybody else gets the lucky win tonight.
That's a good point. And Auburn has been smashing folks.
Okay.
Texas against Mississippi State.
Ooh.
This is going to sound like an insane thing I'm about to tell you. Texas is 5-11 in the SEC. They can absolutely still make the NCAA tournament. That is how good the SEC is this year. There's a good shot they get 13 teams in. Now, Texas has work to do. And I don't mean Texas can get in by winning the tournament and get an automatic bid. I mean, they can make it if they start winning games. They need to win this game tonight. They're a heavy dog. They're on the road. But if they can pull off this win and maybe string together another one and then a couple in the SEC tournament, they can absolutely make make the big dance.
From the 973, Kevin, the Duke Blue Devils are not worthy of your fandom. Leave the dark side and come root for UNC.
Never.
All right.
Never.
Who would Kevin root for if it's Duke and A&M? I think in basketball, it's always Duke. In football, it'll be A&M. Am I correct about that?
That is probably fair. And I have to own my Duke fandom, because when they lost in the Final Four to North Carolina, and I got repeated phone calls and FaceTime requests from Jesse Holly. I had to deal with that.
He FaceTimed me to go, hey, why isn't Kevin answering the phone when I call? And I was like, you know why.
Yeah.
And he was just running around celebrating, so I can understand. That would have been a tough one for you.
Now, you got numbers?
I do have numbers.
Okay, tell me.
I don't know if you're going to like these or not.
Ooh, okay.
Because this does come with kicking some stuff down the road.
Okay.
OSA's breakdown, according to Todd Archer. 4 years, $80 million, $52 million guaranteed.
Oh, not 58?
$52 million guaranteed, according to Todd Archer. Signing bonus, $20 million. 2025 salary.
Minimum.
1.175M.
Yeah. Yep.
26 salary, 16.25M. 27 and 28 are $20 million apiece.
Okay.
There are $500,000 in active roster bonuses each year with the first 2 years guaranteed. And then he says more. $13 million of the 27 base is guaranteed for injury and becomes fully guaranteed on the fifth day of the 27 year. And 29 through 31 are void years. His cap number in 25 is $6.25 million.
Wow. So that's even lower than what I thought. Holy moly. Okay.
So that breaks down those numbers in a very strong way. And the Cowboys have restructured the contract of CeeDee Lamb, creating $20 million of salary cap space, according to sources.
That does not surprise me. I would imagine Dak would be the next on this list, though I do not think you should restructure that. But I understand if you're trying to create the money now because you're like actually going to go all in. I get that. So the difference with Osa and CeeDee are you could see them signing another contract here, right? Like Osa's 26. When this contract's up, he'll be 30. CeeDee Lamb will be young. I don't mind kicking the money down the road as much when you could see them being here again.
Okay.
The reason why I don't want them to push off any of that Dak money, though I know they've probably kind of gotten themselves in a corner on that, is he's not going to sign another contract here. Like, just my opinion, I do not see him being a viable starting quarterback for this team in 4 years. And that's why I don't like pushing the money down the road. Eagles have done that with Jalen Hurts, but they'll probably re-sign Jalen Hurts in another 3 years or whatever. So I don't mind this at all. And you said we're saving about $20 million on CeeDee?
Yes.
Okay.
So the restructured, creates $20 million in space.
All right. So you've created $20 million.
With his contract alone, or is that with other?
No, that's just him. Because his number is really high.
And you needed money anyway to get some of the guys back, right?
That is true.
So this isn't like they're just going to go on a spending spree and buy everybody.
Not necessarily.
Okay.
But these are the next steps. For everybody who's like, hey, here's how you could create $100 million in salary cap space. Here are the next steps. So $20 million created by CeeDee Lamb. The tough part about Osa is you didn't necessarily create $19 million, but you are getting him $19 million cheaper, and that's the brilliance of a long-term deal. Instead of being stuck with a franchise number of 25.1, you just brought it up, Todd Archer with the great contractual breakdown, $6.25 million. So we're talking about he's going to be about $19 million cheaper than you thought. CeeDee Lamb's going to be is going to be $20 million off what you had his number at. I would imagine they flip a switch on Dak and that goes down by $27 million, give or take. So if you want to stack that money up and you want to make a run, you can also drop the number on Micah. Micah's rookie option deal is at $24 million. His number will be lower than that if you get a long-term extension done there as well. So if you want the Cowboys to create space, you're taking some steps towards it.
Good job.
We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, it's time for the C-Block starring Corey Majors.
Oh my gosh, did this robot terrify you when you saw what happened?
Yes.
Yeah, we'll do it next on The Fan.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like filling out basketball brackets. Too many choices, too much noise, and no one wants a busted budget. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break down real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Make smarter financial plays today. No luck required. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Low-carb keto yo-yo diets, GLP-1 injections, but you're never going to lose weight if your liver is clogged with fat. So what can you do? It's simple. Almased. Almased is a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight. And it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Join millions who have transformed their lives with Almased. Find out more and see the university studies at almased.com. That's almased.com.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.